Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Nancy Rosanna back on the show. Nancy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of Knowing When It's Right. She's our intuition expert, and I'm so glad to have her back on the show. Nancy Rosanna, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back. One of the things that I know that I talk about on the show, and I've written in my writing, and I know you talk about quite a bit too, is something that's people are having to deal with right now.
Yes.
And quite a bit of have had over the last couple of years, and that is the concept of fear.
Mm-hmm.
How does fear have to, what does fear have to do with intuition?
Well, that's a good question. Fear actually makes it, there's two sides to fear. One is, you know, if you think of fear as we get alert to something that's dangerous or something that we need to pay attention to, that's good, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that brings us to
mm-hmm.
a heightened state of awareness.
Right.
But when fear becomes this anticipation of something bad happening to us,
right,
that shuts us down, then we're no longer available for inspired ideas. We're no longer even intelligent. We just start getting stupider and stupider, because we're focused on this idea that something bad is going to happen and we have to self-protect, and that never works.
Well, so exactly. And fear, though, what I've said many times is fear it can be an excellent tool, because fear, sometimes it paralyzes us, but sometimes it's telling us things that we need to know, doesn't it?
That's right. And so we need to understand the difference between being alert to something.
Right, right.
And then when it turns into a dread or a physical emotional reaction to what we think is going to happen, to what we're projecting is going to happen.
Right.
Right? The first thing we need to do is we need to know when we're afraid, because I think the most dangerous state to be in is to be frightened and not know it.
Right.
And fear, and that sounds crazy, but it's actually going on a lot of the times, because fear has become such an ongoing, automatic, conditioned idea these days. I mean, if you read the newspapers, listen to the news, everything is about don't do this, don't do that, you're going to be frightened, something terrible is going to happen. And so we've sort of adopted and gotten used to a level of fear that we live in all the time, which really prevents us from being intelligent and inspired.
Right, no question. Well, and that's what I've been worried about in this time in the economy, is that we would let fear overtake us. And one of the things that I've said is that without, you know, fear is a motivator if you can use it in the right way, and it can also be negative. And what I know one thing that's been interesting to me, Nancy, is that whenever I've been the most afraid,
mm-hmm.
it's also been when I found that I was the most creative.
Well, yes, because you knew that you were frightened.
Right.
Right. And so
exactly.
You were alert. So that is.
Well, but also, the more you feel that you're in jeopardy, the more your juices come out, I think.
Well,
so I guess what I'm trying to say is use those feelings, use that pressure to your benefit.
Well, yes, if you can, that's great. Because you start looking, if you use that and start looking for opportunity,
right,
looking for new ideas, when you realize, gee, everything I've been doing hasn't been working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can be a frightening moment.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, they'll just shut down.
Right, absolutely.
And go helpless and hopeless.
Well, and they lock up, and see
they
that's
lock
what,
up, yeah,
and that's
and then they're
what,
no longer able to even think.
Right, and see, and the thing is one of the things I'd like to tell people who are new to being an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. is this the first time that you feel this tremendous amount of fear? It's probably whatever you're worried about is probably not going to take you down. And every time you can live through another one of those episodes, Nancy, you become better at handling them.
That's right.
And the better you can handle them, the more you can take those fear responses and treat them philosophically, mm-hmm. the more you'll be able to see, wait a minute, that thing that's making me afraid actually could be an opportunity.
Exactly, because what's happening is you're actually seeing something clearly.
Right.
That you had been blind to before. You kept thinking, oh, well, this will work. But you're not seeing that it's not working. And so all of a sudden that fear is, and it can be embarrassing sometimes, too. You have to be willing to be embarrassed.
Right. No. Say that again. This is huge.
Yeah, it's huge. We have to be willing to be embarrassed in order to actually recognize that and make fear a friend. Right?
Well, exactly.
And you have to say, oh, my, everything I've been doing has not been working, and I thought I was so smart.
Right. And you know what? You know one of the best ways to deal with that is to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yes, of course.
And I'll tell you something. Have you ever been so afraid, so worried that you actually, when things seem to happen so badly in your life that you almost have to laugh,
it gets so bad that there's no...
You just laugh about it, right?
Yeah.
But seriously, I just think if you can learn to laugh at yourself, mm-hmm. you'll be better prepared to take fear on. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think so, because we have to be... We can't take ourselves too seriously. If we do that, then we're not open to new ideas.
Right, absolutely.
What we're talking about is encouraging. That's what intuition is all about, is encouraging open-mindedness.
Right, absolutely.
And to see that anything that kind of locks us in, any habits that keep us locked into, I'm right, I know what I'm doing, I'm so smart, those kinds of ideas are a closed mind.
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you this. Once you get that attitude that you're so smart, that's tempting fate in a way that I don't even want to think about.
I know.
That makes me frightened just to think about it.
Yeah, but haven't you ever been there?
I did it for a few times. Then I got whacked, and I said, wait a minute, this isn't going to work.
You know, and it's not about being stupid, but it's about being open-minded.
Right. Exactly.
Right. It's about seeing that. Well, wait a second. The intelligence is kind of out there. It's our life is coming to us.
Right, exactly.
And we need it with an open mind and with enthusiasm and with energy.
Hold on to that thought, Nancy. Nancy Rozanoff is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. 20 after the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots and lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out the poll question on the right side. I think you'll get a kick out of that. This week's question is about the economy. What do you think about the economy? And when you click on it, you'll be able to see how the answers are going so far and how you rank with everybody else. So check that out. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things there, the blog, the knowledge base, the articles, the archives, all that stuff there. It will help you with your small business at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Nancy Rozanoff and I are talking about intuition, especially with regard to fear. And, you know, I just think that that fear is one of the very important parts of intuition. I mean, let me say this: mm-hmm. Having a relationship with fear. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's possible? I think it's possible to have a relationship with fear. What do you think?
Well, I would say we need to understand fear. I don't know that we want to make it our best friend, but
no. Relationships don't always have to be, you know, your best friend. They just, you know, I have relationships with people that I don't like all that much, but we tend to work okay together.
That's,
you know what
right.
I mean?
We need to understand it, right?
Yeah.
We need to not be afraid of fear
and be
right?
healthy. It has to be healthy, doesn't it?
It has to be healthy. We have to see it. We have to know that it's going on and know what it is.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And like it's that saying, it's knowing that difference between when we're being alerted to something,
mm-hmm.
when something is becoming clear to us that had been foggy before, that we've been denying.
Right.
That's healthy fear, right? That's just knowing that difference.
Right.
And then knowing when we're frightened and we hadn't known it, right? That we've been functioning off of some fearful idea that something bad is going to happen in the future.
Let me tell you a way that I think of how you can have a relationship with fear.
Yeah.
And that's to always also to appreciate the concept of failure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, see, fear is, in business, fear is the fear of failure, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But I'm going to say, what I've said for years now, is that fear is the harness made of success.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't have true, lasting success if you never have some failures.
Right, that's right.
And so, my point is, and if you're so fearful of something, you're really concerned about this, and you know you need to remind yourself of something that Edison taught us, and that's that failure is successfully identifying what does not work.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And so even though nobody likes to fail, we all do.
Right.
And if you I'm just trying to help people to understand that what you're the most fearful of. I'll give you another example. I've asked audiences, as I've spoken to them across the country, I've said, okay, did you, as much as you don't like the recession that we just went through, how many of you learned something that will benefit you for the rest of your life that you
right.
wouldn't have learned without the recession?
That's
You'd be
right.
amazed how many people raise their hand.
Yes, of course. And it's seeing, you're putting it in your business, being in business or being in life,
right.
in a different perspective. It's not so much to get what we want or to get to some goal we call success.
Right.
But it's to be a sustaining, contributing participant in this growing thing called life.
Right.
And so what we're looking for more is a sustainable life that we're a part of, right? And to continue to have a way of being helpful and useful in the world and to providing a service or a product that's
mm-hmm.
useful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's all about. And when we get caught up in, oh, well, I have to get to this goal or I have to do this or I have to be that, then we are setting ourselves up for failure.
Well,
and we won't see it.
Tie this into intuition for us.
Yeah. Oh, this whole thing that we're talking about?
Yeah, tie it in.
Well, intuition is really our capacity to know what's right at any moment, to know the information, the clarity, the right step that is specific for this set of circumstances that we're facing right now. Intuition is that intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Which guides us moment by moment, really based on very specific, this is what I'm facing now. And so that, it takes everything that we know and that we don't know, and it brings it into this moment. So, and it guides us in the sense of, yes, this is the way. This is the way.
And
sometimes it seems outrageous because it doesn't fit what everybody else is doing or what we've been told. But it's right for them.
And how much of intuition comes from experience?
Well, we don't know.
But
doesn't
it have to?
This is an argument we've had before.
I know, but I still, exactly. We haven't resolved it either, have we? I think some of it is in innate. I think some of it, some of us are more intuitive than others, but I naturally, and I think we have that capacity, but I do think that it's experiential. Too.
Yes and no, because if we base what we're doing on what we've done in the past, we're just repeating history.
Well, but not if you learn.
Well, but then, so what have we learned? We've learned to be open to the moment, right?
This is
so
why
Nancy
and I have had so much fun over the years. But now, I have to say, though, ladies and gentlemen, she is the expert. She wrote the book, so listen to Nancy. Don't listen to me. I just like to have fun with it. Hey, Nancy, give us the website, please.
Okay, go to rosanoff.com. It's just my name, rosanoff.com.
And is that also where we can find your videos and all the other
Absolutely.
Things?
Absolutely. It's all there. And I'm also doing another roundtable on fear later on this week people can tune into.
And they can find that at the website, right?
That's right.
Thanks for being here. Good job.
Oh,
Nancy Rosanoff, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. I'll be back after these messages with our new friend, Doug Meyer. Stay with us.
Sinsperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.